According to a report published by the Israeli rights group B'Tselem, Israel is breaking its own rules of engagement by using deadly force to disperse unarmed Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank.
The B'Tselem report has not provided any new information concerning this situation. Israel has and still is behaving as if it is above any law. The report confirms that Israel is violating the basic principles of international humanitarian law.
B'Tselem reported that Israeli forces have killed 56 people since 2005 in clashes with rock-throwing Palestinians. The rights group has accused Israeli forces of having extensively and systematically violated rules bearing deadly retaliation for non-lethal assault.
Israeli forces fire live ammunition at protesters. They use rubber-coated bullets, which can kill from a close distance, and they fire gas canisters directly at protesters with the intention of hitting them, which can also be lethal from close range. All of this to suppress peaceful demonstrations, which leads to many injuries and killings of protesters in some cases.
Just last week, Israeli forces shot dead 22-year-old Lubna Hanash in front of the Arroub refugee camp near Hebron City, also known as Al-Khalil. On the same day, 15-year-old Salah Amarin died of an Israeli gunshot wound to the head. A week prior to that, 17-year-old Samir Awad was shot 4 times by Israeli forces, which led to his death.
We have documented numerous cases of Palestinian children killed by unjustified Israeli force in the West Bank during 2012 and 2013, in addition to numerous injuries of children by gas canisters that were shot directly at the children, or metal core bullets coated with rubber as well as live bullets.
The B'Tselem report demanded that Israel prohibit the use of live ammunition to disperse demonstrations, except for instances of mortal danger.